I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on, we mean that, party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. And my food buddies are here. Senior contributor Christopher Prosperi of Metro Bee's Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Contributor Alex Provence, who lives in Hartford. Producers Laurie Mack and Jonathan McNichol. And you can tell your friends, hey, everybody, by the way. Good to have you here at the party. Tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. So let's get going with the parties. We have an idea for you. Later on, we're going to do a sonic party idea. Jonathan McNichol is going to pick music. We don't know what it is. And then we're going to try and match the vibe of the music with party theme ideas. And so that'll be kind of fun. We don't know what's coming. To start us off there, kind of going backwards, we're going to start our party with a cocktail, except this is a cocktail on a stick. And here's what happened. I want to say that I know how lucky I am to be able to call up our Connecticut bartender, who's our contributor on cocktails, Anthony DeSario, and say to him, Anthony, I have this idea. Can you come up with something? So I called him up. I said, the idea is I would love a booze popsicle. Can you come up with something? And he said, oh, that's a good assignment. Let me think on that. Mm-hmm. Here is what comes back from Anthony. This is a boozy Malibu Bay ice pop.
Nice.
Oh, boy. So all you need to know is in order to freeze alcohol, it has to be 50 proof or below. So you do not want to cross the 50 line. So that's the proof of the alcohol. It's on every bottle. A wine will freeze. So Anthony said that's what was his guide. He said, wait a minute, I know that Malibu coconut-flavored Caribbean rum is under 50 proof. So that's the spirit I'm going to start with.
Perfect.
So he's done a rum popsicle. And it consists of, well, this is at our website, how to do this, consists of the Malibu coconut-flavored Caribbean rum, pineapple juice, cranberry juice cocktail, and seasonal fruits, fruits you love, that you chop up into small pieces.
Awesome. It even has chunks in it.
Yes, chunks in it. So you can buy in a supermarket, in any supermarket now, and year-round, believe it or not, those plastic popsicle-making things.
Right. I have one under the sink somewhere.
Right, and it holds them in a little stand and everything. So Anthony said, you know, the way you do this is you chop up the fruit that you want small enough so that the little popsicle stick that comes with the kit can spear the pieces of fruit.
But before you
spear, he said, what I want you to do is to take your chopped up fruit in the amount that you want and soak it in a cup of this rum, coconut flavored rum.
Even better.
Overnight.
So it won't freeze.
Overnight. No, you're
even
soaking
better.
It in the refrigerator overnight or outside. Then he said, first thing in the morning, because you don't want it to get mushy. Mm-hmm. If it stays in too long, it will. First thing in the morning, you take the fruit out and you set it aside and you keep that bowl there. And in a pitcher, you mix that fruited rum, coconut rum, into the pitcher along with the designated amount of pineapple juice and cranberry juice cocktail. Then you stir that around, pour it into your popsicle containers. Then the stick with the fruit on it goes in, and it goes in the freezer. Depending on how cold your freezer is, it takes whatever amount of time to freeze into popsicles. And then my thought was, you get it when it's time for your party. You get a bowl, big bowl of ice. You put your popsicles in upside down with the sticks pointing up, and you just say to people, "Booze popsicle."
I'll be at the door. I'll be the guy at the door holding them up for you when you come in with a little napkin.
I don't know how you do it, but I would coat them in chocolate.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Take it up a notch.
How about some dipping? You can dip your popsicle into the chocolate.
Okay, and coconut.
Yeah, and coconut, yes. So I thank you, Anthony, very, very much for making us very happy. And if you want to see the recipe for this, just go straight online to foodschmooze.org, and you'll see our cocktail on a stick, a boozy Malibu Bay ice pop. And I'm telling you, people will say that was the most fun party ever to get them going.
It's a good way to start.
Or
you could do it as a dessert.
A popsicle is going to be like a cocktail then, basically?
On a stick, yep.
Yeah.
Probably a little less, right? What goes in those? A couple
ounces?
Well,
if you were doing it in a glass.
Yeah, you could say I only had two popsicles.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a three popsicle limit.
Now, let me tell you why this works for me, because one of the party themes that I love is tropical. And I am ready for the tropical party no matter what. I love the drinks with
Caribbean
the umbrellas.
Or
sure, Hawaiian,
Polynesian,
yeah. Absolutely. You name it. If it's tropical in some way,
reggae,
no matter what part of the world,
in the back.
Absolutely anything.
Yeah. Steel drums.
And I'm
drums.
Ready to go. So that's a great way to go with a party like this. You certainly, to sort of go with that theme, Alex, you might be coming up with something in terms of lights or decor for this, but I know you might want to do grilled pineapple as one thing. You just brush a little melted butter on it and put it on the grill.
I was thinking that go with the skewers, right? So you got popsicles on a stick, but you have food on a stick too. So you do ham and pineapple skewers.
Taking
sword
fights.
to keep that sort of Polynesian Hawaiian thing going.
Yeah. Right? Then you could do a pig roast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You could do hot dogs on a stick.
Hot dogs on a stick. Or do everything on a stick. Yeah, I like that. Do it all on a stick and then end with marshmallows.
Yeah, and now what about decor? Nice. What would you do for your tropical party?
Nice. So candles are key, and I always save if you get yogurt in little glass jars, you can go to IKEA and get the little tea lights. So I cover everything with candles. Of course, you have to use tiki torches. Mm-hmm. Now they're making those retro light bulbs on a string.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And I would, have those radiate down from a big tree in your backyard, and then music.
We need some music. So we're going to get. In fact, I think it's time. I think we should do that now. So here's the game. We said to Jonathan McNichol, who does a lot of the music for the show and is just fantastic at it, said to him, Jonathan, if you will pick the party music, we're going to try and come up with themes to go with this music. This is going to be a sonic party tour. We're going to let the music lead the party, which is not a bad place to start. Some people will start with a theme and go in that direction. But you can say, wow, this music would be so fun. Let's go with this music and build the party around it so it all works together. So take us away. Let's see what comes up.
Is fun.
So what do we want here?
Apparently very loud horns.
Mojitos.
Mojitos.
Summer suits, beautiful
white
linens. Summer suits.
Yes.
Nice brown shoes.
A hat.
Sundresses.
Yes.
This is like Cuba.
Yes.
Right. I've never been there.
So we have to rent. Who knows whose budget this is, but maybe we should rent one of these classic kind of Cuban convertible cars with the
old 50s.
Park it out front.
Or 60s,
like
right?
A Chevy
something.
Yeah,
old 60s Chevy with the fins.
Yeah. All right, so here come your lights again, Alex. This would be good for those lights hanging from a tree or a pole in the middle of the yard.
So you need those, and I would use the old retro light bulbs, too, that sort of flicker and
cigars.
Look like something out of cigars
the
wafting
night.
Through the... You could have someone walk around with a humidor. Have all different cigars and a humidor and go to different...
You have to assign your friends to jobs.
And you almost certainly need a dance floor.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, totally.
So what do we want?
And I'm seeing like Cuban sandwiches, but not just pork ones.
Mm.
I'm seeing Cuban sandwiches and not just pork, but just sort of like you could do shrimp ones and like an assortment. And you can do them
pickles,
on an outdoor...
Pickles.
Yeah, there are pickles on the Cuban sandwich and you can do them on an outdoor grill.
Oh,
right?
That sounds great.
That's what I'm seeing. And just flipping off different sandwiches and, right? Cuban coffee.
Now, here's the thing.
At
we tell people before they get their dresses tropical and they can do what they want?
Alex actually had like a dress code.
Yes.
Yeah. White linen,
dresses
I thought he
and
said,
linen.
Right?
Yeah. So when we have parties, it's fun to have a dress code because it gets everyone in the mood. And you can it even starts when you send out the invitation to people that it's sort of spelled out what the theme's going to be. So I just envisioned this would be a great time to wear like a summer suit that's sort of wrinkly, that's a dress shirt, a tie sort of cocked to the side.
White buckskin.
That's the only way I know how to wear a tie. But
wrinkly.
It's just off to the side.
We could do pass ceviche around, right?
Oh,
a little seafood ceviche around in little glasses as it gets started.
It's so easy to make.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Just
it's just marinated seafood,
juice.
Yeah. And you could do cooked shrimp if you don't want to go the raw route. You could do it. Oh,
serve
gosh.
It in the martini glasses.
Sure.
And this plays off the humid, these hot, humid nights, sweat in your brow.
Right.
And it's just
you'd have to fill the back backyard with sand too. So you were right?
I like what we're doing.
Unlimited budget,
wise,
right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. You said unlimited budget.
Just bring a truck of sand.
We have to use
a dance floor.
We have to use the boozy Malibu Bay ice pops. You know, cocktail on a stick for this, don't you think?
Yeah, and those would be white. What color are they?
Oh yeah.
Well, it's cranberry juice and pineapple juice. So,
but you could get white
kind of orangey.
Juice.
Yeah,
white kind of orangey.
Because I'm thinking creamy white.
I was too.
Yeah, like pina, like pina colada ones.
Sure. Pina colada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
And you have to have a pitcher, a bowl with like the old fashioned cups.
Oh yeah,
ladle,
fruit
punch out.
Yeah. I'm in.
Okay,
sign me up for that one.
All right, so we've only been through.
You mean make sure your invitations in the mail.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what he wants.
He's got all set. You said invitations.
Yeah, what's
right?
your address?
Well, that's. See, I want Chris to come to this party because I want to see him in those clothes.
I do have white linen. I have white linen.
And a tie?
I bet you I do have a tie somewhere. I'd have to look. But I bet you I do have a tie.
Does it still
somewhere.
Have a knot? Is it still knotted?
Of course it is. I have a rack. I used to, a long time ago, I had a rack and all my ties. One of my guys is the best
Clip
tie
on.
Tier. So he tied all my ties on me and then I pulled them off and I took them home and they were all set to go.
Nice. Right? So I think what we really need here is investors. Because
for the party.
Well, that's right.
We rented
that's
a dance floor.
Yeah.
I think we have a DJ.
We need boats,
mistaken.
Too. Don't we need the guests to arrive by boat?
So now we have to dig a canal or something.
Yeah, dig a canal.
The Italian Riva boat.
Yeah, see? Now you're thinking.
I like it.
Okay, so that's one theme. Now we have a minute to our break. We'll have like three parties by the end of this show. It's just like, wow, that was fun though. I want to go to that party.
Yeah.
You know,
just don't want to pay for it.
I have some friends from a long time ago who would have a croquet party every year, and people would dress in croquet whites.
Oh, there you go.
And
fun.
There was a little window in the side of their garage, and they made it into a bedding window. So you kind of have to swing with whatever's around your yard. If you have a yard, and if not, do what I have done a million times, which is to go down to a pier or a dock somewhere and tell everybody to meet, and then I just use that as my house on the water, and I have a party there, instant party, food and drink.
I like it.
Arrives.
That's the way to do it.
I turn the music up in my car. It's really quite simple.
It's a party on a budget.
Yeah. Lady, you got to move.
I'm sorry, do you have a permit for this party?
Okay, here we go. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have more party ideas. We don't even know what they are. Jonathan's leading the way with his surprise music, his party music, and then we come up with a theme to go with it.
A lot of power in this show.
I'm Faith Middleton, and I hope you will make a charitable contribution to feed the hungry. More mouth-watering conversation and fun here on The Food Schmooze. We'll be right back.
Cornbread said, "Now that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night, and I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Now that's what beans said to cornbread."
I'm Faith Middleton. The Food Schmooze Party here on WNPR is heard Wednesdays at 3 and 9, Saturdays at noon. Join the conversation with us on Facebook. Simply search The Faith Middleton Show. Oh, thanks to our talented crew, senior contributor Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, regular contributor Alex Province, producers Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol, Eugene Amatruda, Marion Roy, and thank you first and foremost for listening. It's part party time on this Food Schmooze because it's the season, and we just wanted to have some fun. We've asked, we want to remind you, if you're just joining us, that we had Cocktail on a Stick in our first segment. It is at our website. It's a Malibu Bay booze ice pop, and it's coconut flavored rum, and it's quite something. It's got cranberry juice and pineapple juice, and you're making them in the popsicle containers that your kids use, and it's a cocktail on a stick. So that's at foodschmooze.org. And so we're doing party themes based on what Jonathan throws our way in terms of music. We've got sangria coming your way, and so let's see what we've got, see if we can match a party to whatever's coming next.
Talk about the dance floor.
Be a poor conversationalist at this party. I love listening to that.
Yeah,
we've got a list of that music that we're playing on the show. We've got it up on our website, foodschmooze.org, if you want some tips on party music. All right, what will we do with this one?
This is the 80s. I threw parties like this.
So then you're the expert. Go ahead.
I mean, this is the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Snowball.
Come on. All right, so this is post, New York City party
post,
for me.
Yeah, but it's post-disco, right?
This is 80s. I envision concrete, New York City. You're like, you know, all those clothes from the
1980s. I got my neon shirt.
But we're not in New York City.
Warmers,
how do we adapt
right?
this to where we are?
You need a boombox.
Just bring a truckload of New York City.
Yeah, totally. Boombox. I'm seeing it. You got a big boom box. Yep. Yep. Totally.
So you're doing, so for cocktails, what would they, you can't, wine coolers would work.
Totally.
You can still sell them.
I'm drinking Zima.
You can make your own.
No, I'm going retro. I'm drinking Zima.
Zima.
See, that, I don't know if they still sell.
See, that was the 80s. Come on, why is everyone looking at me? You guys were all around in the 80s.
90s too, by the way.
So this you have to go to
Goodwill.
Yeah, to get what?
Yeah. So you need all those old clothes. You need to go like sweatpants.
What do you mean old clothes? I still have my neon green shirt. What do you mean? And my
skinny
tie.
That go down
my real
See, Chris has a tie.
Right? This probably
skinny
still ties.
So what are we calling this? We need a theme. Are we
80s.
Calling this the 80s?
This is the 80s.
Party
boom
with
box.
Us, it's the 80s? Okay.
Party with us, it's the 80s.
All right. So
the
what's
invitation
our,
has a boombox on
What are we doing for food and drink at this thing?
Pigs in a blanket?
Yeah.
Pigs
yeah,
in a blanket?
Yeah, you gotta go retro.
Really?
Yeah. Scallops wrapped in bacon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, dude.
Yeah, Ramaki.
I'm thinking sliders. I think sliders would work.
Yeah, sliders would work, but that's... Oh, no. We go totally old school, and we go to White Castle, and we buy the mini burgers. Mm-hmm. That's what we do if it's the 80s.
Those come in the frozen food section, too.
Yeah, see?
What about crab cake sandwiches? Wouldn't that work?
Oh, yeah, you could do crab sandwiches, sure.
Pizza pockets?
Pizza pockets, yeah. Fondue, if you want to go a little crossover 80s.
That's
a little
70s.
Too hot for that.
Too hot for fondue.
All right, I'll give you that.
Too late in the decades. Okay. Let's think. So what are we drinking? What are we...
Beer's out. I want to do beer.
No, I'm thinking you hit it. What was the rave in the 80s
wine
was
coolers.
Wine coolers.
Yeah.
So you don't go and buy them. You make your own wine coolers. So set
so
us
we,
up.
How do
wine
you,
coolers.
How do you make your... Yeah.
All right. So you're going to need a neutral alcohol. So I'd use vodka. Mm-hmm. And then I'd use like an Italian soda to give it some bubbles.
Oh, sure. That's orange from Pellegrino, right?
The orange.
Yeah,
oranchata.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
awesome.
Yeah,
that's it. Orangeada, vodka.
And some white wine of some kind? Or
you could do white wine and orangeada if you didn't want to do vodka.
Yeah.
You could do, I would do peach flavor.
Yeah,
strawberries.
And you know what? I would find bottles like those wine coolers came in
and
fill
them
up. Make my own wine cooler and fill the bottles and hand them out.
That sounds like a lot of work.
With a bendy straw.
Oh my gosh, I remember sitting on the beach in my, they had to be knee-length shorts and they were neon green and my neon green button-down shirt acting all cool with my peach
that doesn't even
wine
sound cool.
It was the 80s.
So you need big white screens. So projector. So you need to have like Mystic Pizza playing.
Yes.
Anything.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Like any of those.
The beginning of Julia
we
Roberts.
Need John Travolta.
Yeah,
I think.
Roberts.
I think we. Could, how about what was John Travolta's?
Oh, Saturday Night Fever. But that's that crossover. That's 70s. Yeah, that's got to take us to the 80s.
Yeah, it's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Richard Gere.
Yes.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Yeah. Mystic Pizza. Pretty Woman. Think to the 80s.
You need some of the old Mercedes.
No, wait. You know what? I'm taking this
white.
One. I'm taking
are
this
we
one.
Are renting a car
no.
again?
Miami Vice.
There you go.
Netflix Miami Vice playing so, on
and
the
big screen. That's the clothes right there.
That's the clothes. That's the ambiance.
That's the amount of shaving that the guys have to do.
Crew neck t-shirt and a suit jacket.
All right, how about lighting and so forth?
Pants
with neon.
Pleats.
It's neon.
Neon.
A lot of pleats in your pants. Okay, excellent. And white bucks are back again.
Pleats. I'm drawing the line at pleats. I'm not wearing pleats.
Yeah. So I think I've been to 100 of these. I can still picture it in my mind like it was yesterday.
Well, let me ask you.
This part.
It was.
I'm a product of the 80s. I'll admit it. Aren't you?
I am too.
We have DJ McNeil. Yeah.
This used
house.
To be my ringtone. Yeah. This part. Right here.
Okay, so what about your sangria, Alex? Should we wait to see if there's another song where that would fit? Because he does make the best sangria on the planet. We're going to get to that in just a second. All right, well, that was really fun. So this is what happens when you let the music lead the way. You see, if you just let your imagination go, you get how we're doing this. You know, is this a kind of romantic thing? Is this crazy? Is this?
And you know what? The way I think people
like
are doing it now.
Crazy is an option.
This is a wall-to-wall party on the thing. It's just that season, and we thought, let's go at this in a really fun way. What can we come up with that would be a riot? You don't have to do this by yourself. You could do it with, you know, a couple friends. Just say, let's throw a party together. Let's brainstorm some night after work or on vacation, and then go at it and just get a whole bunch of stuff. It doesn't have to cost a fortune, but if you can afford it, you can rent a car, as we've done in two parties. So just to park out front. All right, here we go. Let's come up with some more mystery music, and then we'll match the party theme to that music as best we can. What do you have there, Jonathan McNichol? Here comes the sangria.
That's what I was going for.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right. I'm with the sangria already.
I would rent one of the street trucks, park it in your backyard, have, like, street food.
Yeah.
Oh, so
very cool.
A couple of the taco trucks, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Huh? That's what I was thinking, either tacos or tapas.
Invite
right.
them, tapas. You know, pay. Everybody chips in and you pay in advance. Yeah. They come and they just do taco after taco.
Oh, the We've ones down here in New Haven, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, down at across from IKEA on Frontage Road.
I could live there every Sunday.
Yeah, and they're there every day now.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah,
oh
they are. It's just unbelievable. But on Saturday and Sunday, though, the trucks, there must be 10
and they got
taco
Spanish
trucks.
Music playing. Like it is a party.
All
is
the
a
flags,
party.
All the Spanish flags are up.
So this one, we just come to New Haven.
Yeah,
up the side of the highway.
Yeah,
pull up
tell
the car.
Tell your friends to meet.
Totally.
It's Route 66. Okay, so here we go. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to get to your sangria. So what do we want to do for food at this besides? Do we want something a little flaming? I think we'd like something flaming at the end of this, I think. Now,
I'm thinking we could do flan as well, like have all the flans done ahead of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Spanish in this. I'm seeing tapas, like little plates, all preset.
Those
right?
are easy.
Yeah, and they're all preset. People can just grab them.
You get the little plates from like Crate and Barrel. They're really inexpensive. You can buy like 100 of them.
Yep.
You have
so small plates.
Yeah, small little white plates.
Yeah,
little
a couple
cocktail
people,
napkins.
Chorizo on one.
Yeah,
and
chorizo,
maybe,
olives, jamón serrano. Yep. You get queso manchego, and you leave it out at room temperature
it
sweats.
And it can all be done ahead of time.
Yeah, Yep, exactly. Yep,
pre-plated. Just do them all out. Put them all out right as people get there. Get the sangria.
You really want to do something that's going to sound counterintuitive for this time of year, but I think that the Spanish tapas called patatas bravas, where it's roasted potatoes with this kind of aioli that you dip them in on a toothpick, and you just dip it into that. A lot of paprika on them. They are Spanish paprika, so pimentón,
and that frittata that they
do—the
tortilla
espanola. You can do that ahead of time. Cut little cubes.
So I would have my white tablecloths, like nice pressed white tablecloths, so that my small white plates, my white cocktail napkins, my beautiful red bowl of sangria or pitchers of sangria. You know, the carafes, like IKEA for 99 cents.
And cut fruit, right?
All of it done ahead of time. Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to have the recipe for Alex's famous sangria, which is unbelievably delicious. It's the real thing. He's half Spanish. His mother is from Spain. So this is the real deal, and it is so, so good. So go ahead, Alex. Tell us how to make this.
So start off with lemons, limes, oranges, so just citrus fruit, and you're going to slice it like quarter-inch slices, throw that into a huge container. You can go to like restaurant supply store, get a big container. And then on that sliced fruit, you're going to add some sugar, and you're going to add some brandy, and you're just going to start the alcohol and the sugar is going to sort of macerate the fruit, bring out – it's going to turn it into a syrup. You can leave this overnight. Next day
– in the refrigerator?
In the refrigerator, yep. Mm-hmm. Next morning, you're going to take – you need fruity, dry red wine. So wine that hasn't been oaked, but you don't have to spend a ton of money. So you can use like, you know, Beaujolais Nouveau. You could do like Spanish Tempranillo that hasn't been barrel aged.
Zinfandel.
Red Zin that's not barrel aged. Anything fruity and dry without, you know, like oaky notes. You don't want
– that woody.
Woody taste. You're going to dump that in. You're going to dump in an orange liqueur, like a couple of – you know, it's the ratio that you're – depends how much you're making. So some orange liqueur. You could add Aperol, which is our favorite. Gives Aperol's that Italian orange, bitter orange.
Bitter orange.
Dump that in. And now you can booze it up with vodka. You can do gin. You can add more brandy if you want.
Brandy. Yeah.
And but now, not all of those. Would you pick one of those?
You
right?
can mix them if you wanted to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Depends how.
So your sangria's got a punch.
It has a punch.
Nice.
Hence the name.
And you have to warn people that it does ahead of time, too.
So you don't drink four.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a good friend, you do.
If you're staying over. So now you have your, you know, all your stuff mixed together. You let that sit for a little bit in the refrigerator. And if you want to, you can get fancy. You can strain all the fruit slices out so you have just the clear juice. And now you can garnish it beautifully with your beautifully cut citrus fruits. You can add strawberry. You can add peaches, blueberries, whatever you want.
In a wine glass, do you do this? Or it really doesn't matter?
Yeah, you can do a pitcher. You can do it directly in a wine glass.
No, I mean serve it in a wine glass or serve
it in? We serve it in a wine glass. Or you could use the little mason jars if you wanted to. You could use jelly jars. Whatever.
So you add the fruit to the actual wine or you add the fruit to the glass before you put the wine in?
So I have two fruit. The fruit that gives it flavor, but by the time it's been in there for overnight,
it's red and
You know, it's given up all of its flavors. So get rid of that. And then when you garnish it in a pretty glass, do pretty fruit.
Okay.
Yeah. I see a big sheet, too, with the movie projector again going.
What would you show?
Black and white, maybe like the old Cuban
like
movies.
Like Fellini films?
Yeah, like Fellini films, right? No sound, just playing in the background with this music, with Jonathan's music playing, right? And it's just sort of flickering on and off.
So now you need, if you go Fellini, you need the big hats, you need gorgeous dresses, you need narrow suits, narrow black ties.
See, I got to borrow. I got to
beautiful shoes.
Yeah, I don't got that.
What kind of car? You need a... Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. There we go.
Or Bentley. This is no problem once again. Okay, so we went from Spain somehow to Italy. I don't know.
In her mind.
Yeah, right.
So we're doing flan for dessert. We think that would be kind of fun.
Those can do ahead of time, easy.
Well, here's another party idea. We'll save the music. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, and then we'll have more party music on the other side. We've got something. I don't know what it's going to be. We have to think up a theme with it. What about, I'd love to have a competition at these parties because it's really, really a riot. So I had a chili competition. I just announced to all my friends, you know, if you have a chili you love or you want to try one out for the first time, we're going to give prizes. And so you give up a million prizes so that, you know, people don't feel left out. But there are three top winners. There's the grand prize winner, the silver winner, and the bronze winner. just so you see that the whole party has voted for three things. It's really great. I put out cornbread. I put out chips and salsa, the whole thing.
It's a great way to do a potluck, too, right?
What dawned on me is I made a salad. I did all this stuff. It dawned on me the food was walking in the door.
Yeah,
I thought, this is a riot that we have done this.
And it's a fun potluck.
Yeah.
Did you have a pinata?
No.
Pin the tail on the donkey?
I really should have.
Pinata after those popsicles.
So we put all the chili up on the table, and some people needed to reheat theirs. When it was all set, we put it all up on the table, and we said, okay, everybody, go at it. And there were, you know, cards, and you could write down your favorite, taste everything, write down your favorites, and then you put your ballots into a box. And that's how we knew who the winners were. I had trophies. It was really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do is a pizza party. And I know we do grilled pizza every summer on the show, but we used to do this big grilled pizza party where basically I and maybe a couple other people would just grill the dough, and people would come and make their own pizzas. So it was like I would have two big tables set up with, like, I don't even know, just all kinds of toppings. And you can shop the olive bar at the supermarket and get a lot of different toppings and then just get some jarred stuff. So it doesn't even have to be a lot of work or a lot of money. And you have all these things laid out. You buy a big thing, or you make a big thing of sauce, a big thing of cheese.
How are you cooking all of these pizzas?
On the grill.
On the grill. So
no, I mean, how big are they and how many people do they feed at a time?
Oh, no, I made small ones. I pre-grilled.
Oh. They were maybe, you making your own pizza.
You made your own pizza. And then
personal
I think
pizza.
And then Lori even had a small grill, didn't we? Right? We had
a
small grill set up for the kids. Mm-hmm. And we had more kids-like ingredients on that. So the kids came, made their own pizzas with their own ingredients. And then we had a big adult station with all kinds of funky things like shrimp and buffalo chicken and, you know, 10 different kinds of cheeses and a few different kinds of olives.
And like a keg of Italian beer.
Yeah. Oh, we had
a Peroni.
We had big, big buckets of ice cold beer. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
But that's a good idea for a party, right? And it's not a lot of money, and it's very simple.
And is there one person at the cook station
there
who's
are a few
grilling?
People.
Oh, my
a
gosh. We were fighting.
Station.
Towards the end, we were, no, let me get in there. Let me get
you
in there because it was
so
much fun.
A big vat of pasta, too.
Oh, totally.
Done ahead of time and like cold pasta salads.
We even had homemade ice cream at one of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, fun. We're doing wall-to-wall parties on the Food Schmooze. You can find our booze popsicle online with Alex's sangria recipe, and Anthony DiSerio's summer punch recipe is there also. We brought that back. Please support your local food growers and food makers. Find the food, wine, and everything we talked about on the show online anytime, but including right now. Foodschmooze.org. More delicious conversation and party music after a quick break. Please stay with us. That could be its own party music right there. I'm Faith Middleton with the gang, and this is, I love the way he is just sliding off the note. You know, he's just on the side of these notes, and that just phrasing, unbelievable, amazing pitch. This is the Fuchsmoose Party coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. You can tweet us at FaithWNPR. If you want to join the conversation with us on Facebook, glad to have you. Search the Faith Middleton Show. We have this game going. It's wall-to-wall parties on the Fuchsmoose, and Jonathan McNichol comes up with the music. We don't know what's coming, and then we try and, you know, brainstorm about the party themes and what we might wear, and this is a good way to do it. By the way, all the music Jonathan's playing, we have posted at the website. So if you want some great party music, we've got all the names there right for you. And also, the recipes that we're talking about, Alex's sangria, which is the real thing. He is Spanish, and so that's the real deal. And also, we have Anthony DeSerio's Summer Punch. We've brought that back. And the most amazing thing, Anthony's popsicle, a booze popsicle. I asked him to make a booze popsicle, and he's figured out how to do it with Malibu coconut flavored rum because it freezes, and lots of fresh fruit in it with fresh fruit juices in a, you know, you can get them in a jar, cranberry and pineapple, and oh, these are a riot. Booze popsicles for your party. That fits with any theme, I think. Okay, here's what we're doing. Let's see. Jonathan, what do you have for us?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle part of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the captain went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
I'm especially happy about this. So I brought this in from my collection at home because it's Diane Orson. That's her group.
Our own Diane Orson.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's her?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, she's
Mox. There's two other people, too.
That's yes. Right.
Yeah. Did not know.
She is the most unbelievable singer. She is, and musician.
Very cool.
Incredible.
Great
I play this all the time.
That's awesome.
So, okay, so here we go. We know what we do with this, right?
We just did one.
We got a whole Gatsby thing going on.
We just did
one. See, I almost went to Betty Crocker, like all those like cupcakes. I'm thinking like...
Oh, you went there. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the perfectly mown backyard, the little barbecue, the hibachi grill maybe.
White like, picket fence.
Definitely pineapple on the stick with little cocktail franks.
Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I remember Jane Stern doing the book where she did this. She did a fake Hawaiian luau, you know, where she from the 50s, where you take a cabbage and you core out the center and you put a sterno in it.
Yeah.
And then she had little cocktail franks on toothpicks
sticking out.
She uses Welch's grape juice. This is from a club cookbook, Welch's grape juice, to make the sauce.
Nice.
And you dip your frank in that and then over the fire. It was a riot. And you know what? It was good.
What is, like, the fedora hat, sort of, that they would wear, the, like, square-cut bathing suits? You'd have, like, you know.
Well, we just did a...
Little inflatable pool in the backyard.
We just did a great Gatsby party, and it was... I didn't even know it was going on until the furniture movers started coming in. And what they did is they transformed the basement, the lower level of my restaurant, to a Great Gatsby scene from the new movie. So they had all the furniture, and then I'm looking going, wow. And they just like, they had a designer come in and decorate the downstairs like the Great Gatsby movie. And then one by one, these old cars started showing up.
Wow.
Right? From the 20s and with drivers, and the guests were in full Great Gatsby 1920s,
regalia,
and they played music from the 20s, and it was... They had so much fun.
I
drinking
love
champagne.
That.
Oh yes. No, not just drinking champagne, but champagne tower. Yeah, where you pour the champagne in the
seriously?
Top glass. And, oh, but it's all from that time period, I guess. Right.
I love it.
The
That's
champagne
a coupe glass.
Yeah. They're not the flutes, right?
Right.
They're the old champagne glasses that are like the
wide at the top.
Yeah, they're like Re-antimate. They look like little bird baths.
Right. That's a good description.
on a stem. Yeah. It was really cool. Shrimp cocktail, of course. Right. I mean, think about all the food from that time. Deviled eggs, of course.
Oh, my favorite. Anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
So if you cannot afford to rent a restaurant for your party. So in the backyard.
You could do that in the backyard.
You certainly could.
We had a projector playing the Great Gatsby on one of the back walls, no sound, right? And just it kept going on a loop and it played all night.
How great.
Ah, that is
right?
Really
is that cool?
Fun. Yeah.
And you could totally do all that in your backyard.
Was that someone's birthday or?
I think it was an anniversary or a birthday. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think I would. How would I do the tower, the champagne tower?
I think you would just do it and not have it spill out. You would just do it where you fill
stack
it.
Stack your little glasses.
Yeah, and just you wouldn't do as many. I think. I can't remember.
You'd
we
have
to
pictures. Read how to do that. I'd be
we
afraid
have pictures.
To.
We have pictures of the champagne tower.
Wow. Okay.
And then we had it, of course, because it's a party and it's adults and
so
it's
they were
drinking.
Pouring huge bottles
so,
of champagne.
Yeah, so what we did is we had someone, after it's all poured, what we did is had someone stand there, right?
Uh-huh.
And sort of guard it as the night went on, because you don't want someone, right? Because I kept looking at it. One person just falls just ever so slightly and touches that table.
Becomes like Jenga.
Yeah, and it's all over the place, right? And that's going to make so much, and then glass everywhere. So we actually had one of our staff stand and guard it, and actually we didn't let people get, I don't think, yeah, we didn't even let people get the glasses. We had
I
someone
want that
hand
glass.
Them the glass. Yeah, because, right, you pull out the bottom glass and the whole thing falls.
Well, that one's fuller.
But it's a fun idea. But think about it. You could do it in your backyard. And you could find, as I looked at the furniture, I'm like, geez, you could find this in like old thrift stores.
It's Art Deco stuff,
it's
right?
It's Art Deco stuff.
Yeah, although that's become so popular, it's actually kind of hard to find and afford now. But we've been focusing, you know, good picks, Jonathan, on the music a lot and then building from there. I have this thing about lights being so crucial at a party.
They are.
The light that's sort of covered a little bit, it has a little bit of a frost to it, whether it's in a glass or you're able to do candles all over the place.
Lights everything.
It just is so wonderful and festive.
I made out of those short ball jars. I put some wire around the rims of them and hung them from trees and put little tea lights in them for a party.
Oh, was it good?
I needed more of them. That's the one lesson I learned was you really need a lot of those.
Or mask them in one area, right?
That would be a great idea too.
Okay. Someone on Facebook took wine bottles, you cut them somehow in half or cut the bottom off, and then you put candles under them, and they, you know, allows the wind not to blow them out.
Wow, that's a great idea.
And then over the weekend in New York, they had wine bottles that were glasses. You could drink out of the bottom part of the wine glass. It was
there
so
used
awesome.
To be. Wow. I had one of those kits.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it's a kit.
Do you still have it?
I was like, wow,
the kit to cut the bottle, you mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, did that work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want a kit.
And then you sand the top. So that
you
don't,
so you don't
know, have to go to the hospital.
Right. All of your guests' mouths bleeding.
You'd have a bus going.
It's a Dracula party.
You just need two more people will be full. We'll send the shuttle.
Here comes the shuttle.
But we always
thought
for like our holiday party, it would be great to have a carriage waiting outside. And so you take guests like four or six at a time and bring them around, like we're by Bushnell, and bring them around the city. And then they come back into the house and get another batch of people. But you could do it for the summer if you're doing the see if there's a local horse person with a carriage, and you could take people for a ride through the neighborhood.
No, that's a great idea.
Oh, my God. I like that.
Or if you're on the dock, you could have the lobsterman take you out for a boat ride.
Yeah. That's right.
Put you to work.
Cool.
Hold that net up.
He'll get our food.
Oh, so, all right. So, decor, Mr. Decor over there, Alex Provence, What are you thinking? Anything? What do you want?
You're right. Candles are everything. Lights are everything, and the music. I like to create the mood knowing what playlist we're going to have. So as people walk in, it sets the tone and sets the guests up for what's going to happen. And then, like I say, save anything that's glass, like you were saying, Lori, that you can put candles in, and you can just cover every surface. Just make sure that if you, at the end of the night, like you blow everything out before retire.
I learned that one too. 3 o'clock in the morning, I sat straight up in bed and thought, did I blow out the candles? And there was one lantern still going.
In the tree.
One. No, it wasn't. It was luckily on a picnic table. But I want us to say.
It only takes one.
It only takes one. Don't forget the flowers.
Flowers are really important too.
I had a friend years ago, and the thing that we had in common was that we would collect the theme music from motion pictures and play it at dinner parties.
That's a great theme.
Hilarious because it's so overblown. Everything is supposed to be dramatic,
like Hans Zimmerman sort of.
Everything you can imagine. So you're having dinner, and we would have our head in our hands, shrieking with laughter because everything everyone did then at the dinner was so dramatic.
Nice.
It was so funny.
How about the mood, though? Did it go from fun to...
No, it's
depending
just,
on the movie?
People just burst out laughing all the time because you just...
We
just
use
so
Pandora,
funny.
And then I'll put in, like, Gladiator soundtrack or something, and all of a sudden it's just like, everyone get up and be a Roman centurion. It's all over... Dramatized.
Really,
yeah,
it's really funny to do. It really gets people in a great mood.
It does set the sort of stage, right?
Oh, that's the whole thing, and the way things look. And then you can start, if we're on the beach, we'll do like a lobster party and then try to find the old 1950s tablecloth, the checkered red and white one. Yeah. Start getting the hurricane lamps and go to Crate and Barrel, get the big fat candles. It's all props. You're basically, I always think as a party, as you're putting the energy in to entertain your friends and you're being creative and coming up with fun props that at the end of the night, they just remember having had the best time.
Right.
And it's possible to get a couple friends together if you feel that that's not affordable because you've already, now you've spent $300 on props.
Or get them for free, almost, or go to your basement.
Just chip in with a couple of friends and say, hey, I had this idea. Let's do a sailor party and on the beach, and everything will be nautical and fun and a riot, and it'll be 40 sailors, and let's put our heads together.
I have friends that do that on, like I said before, on Instagram. So you'll say, we're having a party on this date and the theme is sailboats or whatever, right? And then everyone jumps in and starts putting in pictures of what they have to contribute. And what about if we did this on the tables? And what about we did this in the backyard? And all of a sudden you go on these Instagram pages and you see these parties sort of grow out of the idea of a song or a theme or whatever. And everyone that's going to the party or the main people that are going to the party are planning it.
Yeah.
Online, and you can sort of see it grow. I've watched a couple of these parties.
Do people take their
life.
Stuff home at the end of the night?
I don't know. I have to ask. I've never been invited.
Yeah, I'm
just
doing a Tiffany party. Rare antiques.
Yes.
Silver.
I've only seen like the over the winter the Super Bowl party or a St. Patrick's Day party. So it wasn't any jewels.
I'm
or anything.
Doing a James Bond.
Everything cool.
Oh, fun. Hey, that's not a bad idea, James Bond party.
Oh,
kind of
hysterical. Where's our James Bond song?
Hysterical. No, that's all right. It doesn't work this way where we come up with the theme.
I was trying to
look,
do the movie
thing, but done it.
You're too fast.
So what about food? Do we need to throw any, somehow guacamole hasn't even made an appearance at our party, which seems stunning to me. That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the all-time summer, right? Which one would it have? It could have gone on a lot of them, right?
Yeah,
it could have definitely. Oh, definitely. We did.
Like you say that's my favorite.
Is it really?
I love them.
Summer?
So, does anybody have the deviled egg? Because in this weather, it's it's a little tricky sometimes with the eggs. Does anybody have that?
You mean leaving them out in the sun and all?
The tray, with the ice bottom.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
And how many are you supposed to eat? I always feel like they're so hard to make.
I just
eat all 12.
I just positioned myself right next to them.
Apparently your friend Alex does too.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about them sitting out too long. As soon as they come out, you're there. Yeah.
Nice, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Thank you, party people. The Food Schmooze on WNPR airs Wednesdays at 3 and 9, Saturdays at noon. We're online anytime. You can find the recipes for sangria and the cocktail on a stick, meaning the booze popsicle, right now at foodschmooze.org. Here's to pleasure, my friends, and remember, never eat more than you can lift. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.